Yo, 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 welcome back. Spence Hakeem, and we are here at Anti Venue.
What's good? We got Lauren.
Hi.
My bitch. From Genius. Hey. If you ever Google some lyrics, I guarantee you Genius come up first.
Big facts.
What you do at Genius? What you do at Genius?
I left there in August, but I was a music editor, so I ran the website.
Really?
Wow.
That's dope. So when I looked up lyrics, it was...
That's it.
Okay.
Genius is the best lyric site of all time.
That's a fact.
What was that like?
Huh?
What was that like?
Working at Genius was cool. It was like, when I went there, it was a tech startup, so it was real small.
Okay.
And now it's like a media company.
Right.
Before that, I was working at Complex.
Okay.
So I was a music editor at Complex magazine. And then Genius was like, we have this lyric website.
Right.
Let's do something with it. So we had a lot of people come, artists coming in and breaking out lyrics and all that. I left in August, and now I work at Universal Music Group, the label.
Wow. Okay, let's go. So what do you do at Universal?
I work in Urban Catalog.
Okay.
So anything that's not a new release.
Yeah.
So, new thing I'm working on right now.
Right.
The 10-year anniversary of the Black Album. Jay-Z's the Black Album.
Okay.
We're old.
Yes, we are.
We're old.
So
yes.
What sparked you to leave Genius to go to Universal?
Because I worked in media for 6 years.
Right.
So I was like, now I want to go artist side. I want to work with artists.
Okay.
So for instance, like I said, we're doing JC's The Black Album turns 10.
Oh, wow. That's great.
So it's a huge project.
Right.
Now we're like, how do you reissue the album?
Right.
What kind of cool pop-ups do you do around it?
Okay.
A friend of mine had an idea to do, you know when you go eat dinner at a restaurant and it's all pitch black? You can't see what you're eating? Right?
Okay.
So you're in a Black Album and pitch black, and you're listening to the album while you're eating.
Really?
And the lights come up and you're eating dinner with Jay-Z.
Wow.
I did spoiler, but...
Listen, it's okay.
So that's what I'm working.
Okay.
At labels, make the most money off their catalog.
Okay,
they're not making the most... Cardi B could drop a hot album. They're not going to make that money right away.
Right.
But believe they made a lot of money off, like, Yeezus,
right?
2013, Kanye's Yeezus.
Right.
So they're like, they don't do anything around these old releases.
Right.
So, why
not? That's dope. So, when did you decide that working in music was for you?
So I'm from Buffalo.
Right.
I went to UB for communication. I moved to New York to get my master's in writing.
Okay.
I didn't really know what I wanted to do, but I knew I liked music.
Right.
It's so basic. It's like, you know you like music.
Right.
Let me go and try and get some internships. So I applied for internships at Vibe, The Source, Complex. I got the internship at Complex, and I was just like, this is what I want to do.
Gotcha.
It's really that simple. It wasn't anything, like, crazy.
Okay. So what advice do you have for anybody coming up that thinks they
want to be thirsty.
Okay.
Don't be thirsty. Like, don't spam me your music.
Right.
But be thirsty and, like, I remember being like, I want to work at Complex.
Right.
I'm going to figure it out.
Okay.
Don't be thirsty, like, overwhelming someone with your music, but be, like, driven to do what you want to do.
Okay. And so, what was the hardest part?
Being a woman that's white and rap.
Okay.
And I knew it.
Who the fuck's going to take me seriously?
Right.
Right. So you have to acknowledge that you have a privilege being white and a... Now you have a privilege being a woman, but you have a privilege being white.
Right.
All the time, but you have to be very cognizant of who you are and just go in the music industry and just... You have to have a sense of self-awareness to know who you are. And then from there, if you're true to yourself, everything else kind of works out. Not to be corny and like some self-love shit, but like...
Right.
So what's your ultimate goal?
Oh, I really want labels to be less shitty. Like, right now, I'm like, I want to work at labels and have them be, like, a good... But I don't want artists to be like, yo, fuck a label. I want them to be like, yo, that label did this really cool shit for me. I don't want it to be like... Because they own all your shit, so you might as well like them.
Right.
That's my goal right now.
Yeah, I feel you, because, like, when you just said what y'all are doing for, like, the Black Album, I haven't heard people do that in, like, 10 years. Like, nobody has, like... nobody does the little things for an album rollout anymore.
There's so much of the music industry right now that's untouched.
Right.
That just makes money that you're like, okay, let me figure out how to work that.
Right, exactly.
So I did the media writing thing, and then now I'm like, okay, let me do this. What about you guys? You guys are from Buffalo.
Yes.
Born and raised. Whereabouts?
East side is small.
Like by University Heights or more towards Cheektowaga?
I am from the border of Buffalo and Amherst.
Okay.
I'm at the end of East Side. Okay. East Side is small.
Well, so it wasn't until I came to the panel yesterday that I realized how bad the venue situation is in Buffalo.
Yes. Yes.
And I've been talking to Sean, who's running the event. I was like, why is this shit popping?
Right.
So I'm working with Sean now to figure out.
I think our goal is to make it better.
Yeah. I've been to a lot of showcases in New York, and nothing is as clean and good as this, so it doesn't make sense to me. But when you have every bar in Allen banning fucking rap music,
right.
Where are you going to have things?
Right, exactly.
And what is it called? The cutting, what is it? Where they have the hip-hop karaoke at?
Waiting room?
What is waiting?
Waiting room.
I keep calling it the cutting room. I don't know. That's so dark. Like, I don't know why.
Right.
Well, you have these venues that are constantly banning rap music.
Right.
And you really are living in Trump's America up in Buffalo. People don't realize
that's bad.
But anyway, thank you.
Thank you so much for coming by.
Thank you.
I got to go find my cousin.
Okay. All right. Where can people
it's my
find
cousin's
you?
Last night out as a non-married couple. They're getting married Friday.
Oh,
yes, it is. Congratulations.
They're getting tulip. And so I'm like, I gotta go. I haven't seen them in 20 minutes. I gotta go check on them.
Okay. All right. Where can people find you?
Huh?
Where can people find you? Where can
You can find me on Twitter. Just Laura Nostro.
Okay.
NOSTRO.
Okay.
I spell my name LAURN, not
right.
Lauren Hill.
Right.
Let's get it.
Everything.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Laura.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Hi, yo, welcome back. This is Prince Hakeem, and I'm here with Joy V at Anti Venue. What's good, bro?
It's fucking lit.
How you, man?
I'm very good, man.
You just came off stage, performed Fuck 5-0?
Yep.
Listen, that song goes up.
Huh?
That song goes up.
Yeah, it do.
Like,
on More Than a Tuesday, too.
That's a fact. That's a fact. Any day of the week.
Yo, this is fucking dope. First of all, I'm thankful as hell to be on this joint.
Thank you, bro.
I can't hear my voice, so I hope I sound okay.
Yeah, you good.
But, like, yo, this is fucking lit, y'all.
Thank you.
Buffalo is amazing. It's full of some of the most dopest kids in the city. Just because I feel like it's dope to come from the struggle, like, to understand the struggle, but it's also dope to, like, have some type of academia and, like, want to enjoy life. You know what I mean? Have that zest for life. And that's what I feel from y'all. Like,
thank you.
I got a brother that, you know what I mean, went to McKinley. He graduated in 09. And I got another brother that was born in 93.
Right.
So, like, I got two 90s babies brothers.
Right.
And they the best shit in the world. You know what I'm saying? Because y'all just dope. Like,
thank you.
I'm an 89 baby, so you see me. I'm like.
You close enough, though. You close enough. You was raised in the 90s.
Yeah, there you go.
So, what can we expect next from Joy V?
Yo, first of all, I'm getting ready for a Burchfield PD launch show for fall 2018.
Trap
Rage 716, and it's a new brand that I'm not even a brand. I'm just like creating an art house.
Right.
Like, creating art with some dope ass people.
Okay.
We're going to put it under that umbrella. You know what I'm saying? So, that's just it. Everything 716. Trap Rage coming soon. Lots of dope shit. Like,
so this is what, your third Anti-Venue?
Yeah, since 2015, this is the third one.
Right.
Yeah, we started this joint in 2015 at my crib on Burr Avenue.
Right.
You know
I remember
saying?
That. That's
I met Sean, and the initial idea, I was trying to do a party for my birthday. I was trying to do a drink for my birthday at the waiting room, but they weren't fucking with us. So we like, fuck the spots.
Right.
We gonna just like, gonna do a party every week in July.
Okay.
So I was gonna do a party every weekend in July.
Uh-huh.
And we just find a different spot and let people know at the last second and just like do what we do. You know what I'm saying? Like the whole idea of it was just getting everybody, wanting to incorporate everybody. So it's like through association. When you put a picture on anything or put a name on anything, it make people think, oh, it's this specific group of people.
Right.
By like not having no name on it and not taking no no picture or nothing. It was just like association. So everybody is there. We want everybody to be there, from blacks, whites, gay, straight. It's like a dope ass spot. And shit, this is where we at today.
That's a fact. Yeah, man, thank you for coming. Alright, so Trap Rage. What can we expect from that?
Yo, Trap Rage is it's expression, you know. It's hip hop and it's so many other things. It's first of all, it's music that I made when I was living in a house with white people. You know, not to say anything, there's nothing negative about that, but it was just like the energy that I had repressed in me, the black anger that you have, you know, inside of you when you at work and you can't just like talk how you want to talk because you got to be a certain way.
Right.
That's exactly what it is. It's just like free expression, man. We supposed to be able to like be ourselves at all given times in order to like maximize our potential as people. And we shouldn't be just so held back because we black. I feel like when I was raised, it was always like you got to wear your hair a certain way because the way these people look at you in the world, or you got to carry yourself a certain way. And I understand it because, like, with our slave mentality, we had to protect ourselves.
Right.
So it's like, it's really a protection thing. But now, we here. Like, it ain't protective. We shouldn't be defensive. We gotta think offensively. I'm going to beat myself onto the world. Like, because that's what the fuck we is.
That's a fact.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is.
Okay. All right, so we're almost halfway through the show. What are you excited for?
Huh?
What are you most excited for about the show tonight?
About this show?
Yeah.
I'm just excited. I'm always excited. Honestly, I'm always excited when people come together to listen to music. I mean, it's dope to see my friends and seeing what new music they have in a dope spot with good sound. Like, hell yeah. I'm excited about this too. Like.
Oh yeah, thank you. So, let the people know one more time when we can expect Trap Rage.
You can expect Trap Rage when you follow me on Instagram. Tell your grandmother to follow me on Instagram.
Okay.
And then she got to DM me.
Okay.
And then we got to go to Wegmans and go get some strawberries.
Okay.
And then we can talk about Trap Rage.
Bad. All right, let the people know where they can find you.
You can find me on Instagram, Facebook, Truey V. You can find me on Google, too. If you go to Google, you might find some weird shit on there.
Okay. All right.
Pornhub. I think I got a joint for that, too.
Okay.
So.
All right, you can find my man's everywhere. X-Rated or not. All right, so thank you, Truey V, again, for coming through.
Yo, shout out to motherfucking Jill Talk.
Thank you.
Shout out to the city. Truey V and this motherfucking bitch. That ain't getting with me. Bim.
Right,
you know, no snaps in the trap. All types of shit. No.
All right, bro. Thank you.
Yo.
Hey, all right. Now what? We got friend of the show, BZ.
Yes.
What's good again?
Yes.
Damn.
What up, Jug Talk?
Man. So, since the last time we spoke to you, vibrations went off.
Right.
Hold up. Can we stop real quick?
Go ahead.
This nigga done did a music video with Estelle.
Right.
Estelle, nigga.
Right.
What was that like?
By far, probably like my favorite shoot. Like, that shit was so smooth. Like, she was like, she wasn't even like a celebrity. She felt like not celebrity. She was so down to earth.
Like a real person.
Like a real
That's
person.
Fire.
You know what I'm saying? Like, that was the smoothest. That was the smoothest video shoot ever.
When is that dropping?
Right now, it's not dropping due to my ass being here.
Okay.
I could be editing it right now, but fuck that. I love Buffalo, so.
Okay.
I don't know when it's dropping, but I know it's due tomorrow, so I got to send it in. You know what I mean? It's due today, really. Shit.
Right. In case y'all didn't know, Denzel is from Buffalo, New York. He is a fire director. Fire. He does viral. He does vibrations. He does things within our community.
Right, and what this...
Talk to us about viral, though.
So, the thing is, like, with vibrations, everybody got to wait a year for that shit.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And we didn't want to drown it out, but we want to keep the vibe alive. So, basically, like, viral is like a party essence. You know what I'm saying? It's more so like an actual party as opposed to a showcase. But, like, we play local music. I mean, we play turn-up music, everybody's favorite song and shit. But, you know, like, we play local music because that's needed out here. People go out to parties and stuff like that and turn up to their favorite song, but it's the icing on the cake is getting put on to new shit. And then, like, for it to be from Buffalo, like, that's a win-win. You know what I'm saying? So, and then not only that, like, celebrating brands, too. Like, artists that's doing their thing, we have them host it. You know what I'm saying? And then also, too, have, you know, known little brands or whatever, Instagram, famous people, come have them come in town. But on a lineup, they like, right across the street, across the club from a big, like, popping person here, too. So it's just, like, bridging that gap. You know what I mean?
Which is really good about viral, because viral really keeps everybody in.
Yeah.
The nigga brought Raven.
Right.
I grew up with Raven.
Right.
Miss Twerk Summit's coming.
Yeah. That was a couple days ago.
How did that go?
That went well. Raven, I think, cause she got that hometown love, she brought out a lot more people.
Yeah.
But like, I would say like, it was 70 with Miss Twerk Summit. She brought, it was like 75 people less than from Raven. So it was like, still big crowd, but it was a little bit more, you could move a little bit more in that joint. And it wasn't no fights.
Raven, though, Raven
joint
like,
had that. Raven had fights, man. I was like, damn.
Raven's straight up from this hood, though.
Right.
So it was different because she's from our hood.
Right.
She's one of us.
Right.
She's a product of our environment.
Right.
Brought it in, she made millions of followers.
Right.
And then she brought it back to us. Right. So that's fire, though.
Yeah, that's fire.
How do you decide who you're going to put on viral?
Well, honestly, you know, I ain't no promoter. Like, you know what I'm saying? So I'm just getting my feet wet in that. So I'm honestly just like, anybody that's doing their thing, it don't even matter if they just started 2 weeks ago or they've been in it. I'm going to like put you on because you deserve for it. You know what I mean? Everybody deserves encouragement. Like, that's how we going to keep this shit growing, man. You know what I mean? Like, that's why I like being here, because I'm supporting this shit. I have nothing to do with this at all. Well, I was on a panel yesterday, and I'm judging the performance tonight, and whoever I pick is performing at Vibrations. But other than that, like, you know what I mean, I had nothing to do with the production. You know what I'm saying? So I'm just showing love.
So what's next for you?
What's next for me? Honestly, this Vibrations season. So I'm trying to finish up all my work video wise, and I'm just focused on Vibrations. I mean, we got dope ass artists like Johnny Bones right here. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
His set was cut short due to, you know, a little unpluggage. But I feel like they're gonna I think he's gonna touch the stage again later on too, though. I feel like they're gonna get him back on stage too.
Thank you so much for coming through, baby. We appreciate you.
Yeah.
Always a friend of the show. We appreciate you.
It's all good, man. Hey, yo, Johnny Bones, man.
He next, baby.
He next, man.
He next.
Talking jug and shit.
What's good?
What up, baby?
How you, man?
Man, I'm
feeling good.
How
it,
you?
Johnny.
I've been waiting to kick it with y'all again.
Oh, listen, you always welcome.
My nigga.
What's good?
Y'all chairs look extra comfortable.
They are. They are.
I want to tell you something. Johnny grabbed me like I'm about to go on. You better show up. I said, say less. Say fucking less. They stop playing his music, I act a fucking fool.
Sheesh.
Say less.
Thank you.
How you feeling though? You open for Uzi?
Huh?
You open for Uzi. How'd that go?
Yo, that shit went better. Oh, I can cuss. My bad.
Yeah, that
went better than I thought it would. It was a lot of shit going on in the beginning, but when I finally got to hit the stage, crowd reacted to me better than I thought they would. You know what I mean? I don't know what the hell I did. I jumped on the speakers or some shit. I don't know who the hell I thought I was. I thought I was Uzi. But when I got off stage, they started running up to me wanting to take pictures and shit. So everything was good.
That's where you need to be though. You need to be in those situations.
Yeah, that's it. I'm doing another one.
What's the next one?
September 29th. It's the Fall Fest. We got Migos, Davies, Famous Dex, Don Q, and of course I'm the one that's coming out before all of them.
That's on the Rochester.
Yeah. I might. I'm gonna see if I can get y'all some tickets if y'all going. We had this problem last time.
Oh yeah,
right. We had this issue last time.
That's a fact. Yeah. No plus ones.
If
I need some liquor in this motherfucker, man.
What's next for you?
I'm working on this project, man. I was supposed to been worked on it, been dropped it. A lot of, I'm not gonna even make no excuse, but you know, I'ma just say life getting away. So, you know what I mean? But I'm working on this project. I'm still doing these shows, about to get these videos dropped.
Yeah.
And we're gonna keep it moving, keep working.
Remind everybody where they can find your shit.
You can find me, you know what? It's hard to find me, but you can find my shit on my Instagram, I am Johnny Bones. YouTube, you can still see all my videos. I can't remember the YouTube page name, but if you look up Johnny Bones, I'll be one of the first videos that pop up. SoundCloud, you can find Dope Flow. Dope Flow on iTunes. I should have said that first. But Dope Flow on iTunes, but just look out for more. I'm gonna build my website, so y'all ain't gotta go scattering for everything. Y'all just go right to the website. It's all right there.
Let's get it. Anything you wanna throw out for the people?
September 29th, come out. I might be doing a free ticket giveaway. Make sure Buffalo bring y'all ass out. I'm one of the representatives for our city. And we gonna cut the fuck up, I promise you.
I promise you.
So if y'all can come, get there, and let's make it happen.
They get it.
And yeah, I'ma have to be back on.
Yeah.
The next interview we do,
come through.
Yeah. We gonna drink before we start.
Let's get it, baby.
I'm gonna need a shot before we start.
Let's get it.
I'm dead. I'm looking at you too, Brent. You're gonna take a double shot because I see your face.
Listen.
Johnny Bones, ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for coming and shopping with us.
Appreciate y'all for having me, talking jug and shit.
Always. My guy. Yo. Welcome back. It's your talk. And I'm here with Nani from Girl Gang.
Yes, gang in this bitch.
What's up? Toast Posse.
I'm having a great time at Anti-Venue 2017.
Okay. So, Fever was a success. Shout out to y'all.
Shout out to Girl Gang.
Y'all had it lit. So, what are you excited about for tonight?
Honestly, as an event planner, I'm not going to even lie. I was excited about seeing a venue.
Right.
And once I got here, this venue is absolute fire.
Let's go.
Yes. So shout out to Hola V because they always find venues that nobody has used before. And this venue is so wavy. Like, I have no, like, the brick in the floor. Like, I look at little shit.
Right.
And this venue is absolutely perfect.
Right.
Like, absolutely perfect.
Is this your first anti-venue?
This is my first time at anti-venue.
Okay. First time. Alright, cool. What's next for Girl
Gang? I want to tell you, but I don't.
Okay.
I can give you, like, a little clue.
Alright.
So Girl Gang has something a little different up their sleeve.
Okay.
It's sports oriented.
Okay.
It's like a fall sport oriented, but it's all girls.
Okay.
I don't really want to get much more than that
because
I don't want anybody to take our fire.
Okay. All right.
So
okay.
I'm going to give you that for now. All
right. So we'll end it right here.
Look out for November. End of November.
Look out for some fire. Thanksgiving time.
Yeah, Thanksgiving-ish.
Okay.
Look out for some fire. I'm trying to see a Girl Gang Gym Talk collab. That's what I'm trying to see.
I know we talked about it earlier this week. Drunk as fuck. But we gonna get it. We gonna get it together. Yes.
Girl Gang Gym Talk collab will be fire in Buffalo right now. Buffalo would not be ready, bro.
Alright, so let the people know where they can find Girl Gang again.
Follow us on Twitter
and
Instagram at Girl Gang ENT.
Boom.
We also have a website, girlgangent.com.
Come on.
Check us out on there for all of our future events, photos, anything you want to know more about Girl Gang, check us out, girlgangent.com. It is under construction, I'll give you that. But in a couple weeks, it should be up and running with all the information that you need to know. So, Girl Gang is on the come up, though.
Girl Gang is on the come up. Like, I'm proud of y'all. Like, y'all doing really good.
And just in case you didn't know, Girl Gang is completely powered by women. And that's really, you know, we want women in the industry to be seen more than just bottle girls or just, you know, ass on a flyer.
That's
a fact. We do not have any of that on our flyers.
That's cool.
So yeah, check us out. We got something new from Buffalo coming. And you know, definitely stay tuned. Girl Gang ENT. We coming.
All right, thank you, Navi.
Thank you, bro.
All right, it's lit. Yo, welcome back. This is Rico.
This is Rico. This is Rico. This is Rico.
This is Rico.
Check. All right, you know, DJ Fire Skull, a.k.a. Dimitri, I'm here. What's up, bro?
Hey, it's late. What's good, man?
So,
how was it?
Man, Fever was a good look, you know, shout out to Girl Gang.
Right.
I see a lot of people come out. It was a nice vibe. Only thing though, the last like 10 minutes, the rain kind of messed up everything. But overall though, everybody came out, the food was good. Mm-hmm. Music was good, you feel me? People was going in the pool, people was dancing, everybody just had a good time. It's a good vibe, you know? Shout out to everybody that came out.
Yeah, so just tell the people a little bit about yourself.
I'm DJ Fire Skull. I attend Buff State. Started DJing like 4 years ago. I've been DJing my whole life, but I got serious 4 years ago, my freshman year of college.
Right.
If anybody know my son Brad that passed away.
Right. Rest in peace, Brad.
Rest in peace, Brad. You one of those main inspirations for this DJ thing, you feel me? And I just been pushing ever since. Been growing. I'm here now.
Okay. Alright, so what else can we expect from PG?
Well, I don't want to talk much about it, but we got a couple weekly stuff we working on right now. It's going to be in the future, and just look out for it.
All right, is this your first anti-venue?
Yeah, it actually is my first anti-venue.
So, what do you expect from
it? To be honest, I'm not even sure what to expect.
This is my first time. Yeah, I came here, I
see a lot of artists, and everybody just here displaying their talent in Buffalo. Like, I love it. It's like a city scene over here. I love it.
All right, so where can people find, like, your mixes and things like that?
Anything about me, my IG, my Facebook, DJ Fire Skull, that's DJ FIYAH Skull.
Okay.
On everything, on IG, on Facebook, on SoundCloud, just type in that. For my email, book djfireskull@gmail.com. Feel me? You find anything you need to know about me. Website coming soon, too. So look out for that.
Oh, it's good. All right, man. Thank you for coming through.
Yeah, thank you for having me, bro.
No doubt, bro. All right. Yo, welcome back. It's Prince Hakeem, and I'm here at Anti Venue with...
Huh?
Who are you?
Oh, I'm Kimmy. Dirt. Diamond Princess.
Nigga, what the fuck?
I was trying to look up...
Hold on.
Alright, I figured it out. It's fine, everything's fine.
I hate drunk Brianna. So, Kibby, how are you?
I'm doing well, thank you. How are you doing?
Brianna's doing well as well.
Are you okay?
Okay, so we're at Anti Venue. Is this your first time?
No, I actually came last year. Where was it last year?
We're Sturgeon. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It was dope. That was the first time I actually wore a synthetic wig. So I had the sweat.
Oh, really?
But this year I'm back.
Mm-hmm. Okay, it's lit. So what type of wig are we doing today?
Huh?
What type of wig are we doing today?
So I can't tell all the secrets because then all the hosts will look like that.
Listen, okay. give them a little taste. Give them a little taste.
It's a little curly.
Okay.
Okay,
1B.
It's on by Outre.
Okay.
Yeah, Outre looks to there.
Okay. All right, so we got the Outre 1B wig.
I can't hear you.
You can't hear me?
No.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. What now?
We don't have to. We don't have to talk like this.
All right. We got DJ Wade Matthews in the building.
Oh, we live?
Oh, yeah, we live.
How you doing, man?
How you, bruh?
I'm all right. It's a pretty good event.
It is?
This is my second anti-venue, and
okay.
I like how they got everything set up. How you doing? How long you guys been here?
20 minutes, maybe.
20 minutes? Okay. I thought I'm coming in.
Nah, you good. You good money. So, who are you?
excited for tonight?
I have to be perfectly honest. Mm-hmm. I haven't looked at the bill since maybe last week, so I can't remember that was But as always, with these things like to be my guys, Viz is up there.
Right.
Also known as Billy Esco, aka Chase De Niro.
Facts.
AKA that nigga over there that be performing hard as fuck.
Big facts.
I'm expecting another energetic performance on a hill real quick. Something to inspire somebody. So that should be cool. And I just always like to come to these. Sometimes I like to not look at the bill just to see who kind of just impressed me, just the strength
be
of being on stage. Yeah. That's how you know what talent is. Like, you just come in, you walk in, and all of a sudden somebody's being good or really bad. And
that's a fact.
Yeah. What about you? Who are you looking forward to seeing?
Biz, Don Zombie, if he performs, Benihana. I gotta go talk to him because I told him before that he Benihana perform. Wait, we about to talk about Beyonce.
Huh?
Listen, it was Beyonce's birthday this week. And
it was Beyonce's birthday.
Right. Yeah. So
we were there the night she turned 36. We were in Philly with her.
Thank you, cousins, for all the birthday things. I had a great birthday.
Okay, that's good. I'm glad you had a good birthday.
No, we just went to Made in America, so we actually were part of that whole, like, happy birthday.
How was Made in America?
How was it? It was amazing.
Well, to be fair, the first day wasn't so great.
Okay. What's wrong with it?
First day it was raining heavily. Mm-hmm. Very, very heavily. So the poncho was out. The second day was great.
How good of a poncho did you have?
Huh?
How good of a poncho did you have?
I had no poncho. Everyone else had their ponchos out. I had to put my clothes in the washer and dryer.
Okay.
I was trying to buy a Burberry raincoat before I left, but we didn't make it to the store. I swear to God. It's been heavy on my mind. I'm going to purchase a Burberry raincoat.
You got to.
And even if it's not raining.
Like, fall's around the corner. Fall's here, actually.
Yeah, it's here.
So you might as well.
It's here. We found out that weekend that it's here.
That's a fact.
All the time. But no, Made in America was good.
That's good.
Right, yeah. What time is... Yeah, I didn't see that coming. That was fire. You totally caught me off guard. Yeah, I just got Men in Black. That shit was crazy.
I'm like, whoa, I do not remember.
You know what time all this stuff is supposed to be starting up?
No.
We just did.
I just showed up.
This is a really nice place, though. My company's right around the corner from here. I had no idea
you had no idea.
Here.
Right.
Like, this is fucking crazy. I love how, like, everybody who's downstairs feels uncomfortable with us, like, being in here. It's fire.
They've never seen this many black people here.
Buffalo, how y'all feeling?
Alright, I'm gonna have to get out of here.
I'm about to end. Yo, welcome back. This is Prince Hakeem, and we are here at Anti-Venue 2017. And I'm joined by Mr. Columbus Green. How are you, man?
Hey, I'm
back.
The last time we talked was last year.
Yes, sir. At the Buffalo Showcase.
Yeah.
So what's been new?
Well, you know, I've been, you know, making beats and making food, and I just dropped this joint from my last year, the week first.
Okay.
I just dropped it on my birthday, May 20th.
Ooh.
Yeah. And reception is it's been critical acclaim, and then, you know, I make it the article in the public, and then so people love it, and then, you know, I just, like, you know, make like a dope hip hop move.
Okay, yeah, that's dope. So what were your inspirations behind it? Behind this one?
Well, the last time I talked about this, I said that the last was like a there's like an introduction to like who I am as a producer, and plus I'm brand new to the city, and then, you know, it's like like hip hop history, you know, like in the past, and then you know the elements into it.
Right.
So I just kind of like a little like you know, I would feel it, and like I just. I put a lot of effort, two years.
Okay, that's fact, that's a fact. So, like, what do you think people can expect differently from your previous one? So what makes this stand out?
Just coming to support, since I dropped the research, I've been doing like you know gigs and you know live beats and then I was getting my DJ move and I was in New York this past month like the morning
okay.
And then I'm back in the and then I got several more projects on the line.
Okay, oh that's dope. So like what can we expect next?
Well, I got a group called SBA, which is me, myself, my MC, Gus Moshabazz, and then I got Green Giants, myself, Bridget Giants, a rapper, producer, and a graphic artist, and then I got placement, you know, beat placements from like all from the different artists, and also beat compilation. And also I work on my follow-up to the research called Impactful Gifted.
Oh, okay, that's dope. Okay, what other questions do you have? So, what is your favorite track on the research?
Definition of a True MC, okay. Story by Monstro and Program.
Okay.
Of Old Souls.
Okay, can you like explain that a little bit for the people that
a lot of folks have been kind of like telling me that it's one of their favorite joints of the whole album.
Okay.
And it gives a lot of real hip hop feel, and then because initially the record was initially supposed to be Monstro solo, okay. But then Program Mike Bro kind of like add to the song.
Okay. Oh, okay. All right. So, is this your first time at Anthem Venue?
No. Actually, this is like No, this is my first time.
Okay.
But this is my third year. This is my third year attending Anthem Venue.
Okay. So, what do you expect from tonight?
It's going to be hot.
Right, man. Thank you again, Mr. Columbus Green. You just want to plug your social media one time for the people?
All social, Facebook, Mr. Green 520, like page, TG, Happy 90, Twitter, Mr. 520, CD Incorporated at Bandcamp.com. That's where you listen to you. Shop and join digitally.
Right.
And then Snapchat, Mr. Green 520, mm-hmm. Instagram, Mr. Green 520. And then if you want to send me some beats or if you want to like request for beats, it's Columbus.Green@yahoo.com.
Bet. All right. Thank you again, sir. And we'll be on the lookout for more music.
All right. Cool. Peace. Right,
no problem. It's lit.
The baddest bitch wherever I sit.
Okay.
Follow me on Twitter at Taj Ivy Carter. Instagram, okay. Taj Ivy Carter. Snapchat, Taj with the 6 days.
All right, we're here with Taj. You have this one, Taj?
Yes, I am.
What are you doing out the house?
Being grown, because I'm grown.
You're not grown.
I turned 22 on the 20th.
But you're not grown.
I'm grown.
I don't know who told you grown. You're not grown.
I'm grown, you guys.
So is this your first time here?
I'm grown.
Is this your first time here?
Oh, yes. Yes, it is.
Okay, so why'd you come out?
It's fun.
Okay. Who are you excited for?
You know, all the cute guys.
Okay. So you're here for the niggas?
What?
You're here for the niggas.
Well, actually, technically,
paycheck and for anybody.
Because you got a nigga?
No.
But you're not supposed to be checking for nobody.
Huh?
But you're not supposed to be checking for nobody.
It's complicated.
So you got a nigga.
What is not complicated in like the roller coaster, like shitty emotional?
So you got a nigga.
But it's like the talking stage.
So you got a nigga.
I do not.
You text good morning somebody?
Am I what?
You getting good morning texts?
Yes, sometimes.
So you got a nigga?
I'm with him.
So you got a nigga?
I do not.
It's okay. Alright, so thank you, Taj, because Taj got a nigga.
What?
Thank you for coming. Appreciate you. What?
We talk about real stuff.
What do you want to talk about?
Beyonce.
Okay, go ahead.
She thicker than a Snicker.
That's a fact.
Her, them tickle bitties.
Shout out to Beyonce's tits.
And Rihanna's titties, have you seen
Shout
them?
Shout out to Rihanna's titties as well.
Yeah. I don't know what's in the
Shout
milk.
Shout to everybody's titties.
No, just theirs.
Shout out to titties.
Just theirs.
Shout out to titties.
Just theirs.
Shout out to titties.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
No.
Shout out to titties.
No.
As a whole.
Just theirs.
No. Shout out to titties.
Go out and get Fenty Beauty, bitches.
Wait. Yes. Yes.
Wait, am I still on?
Yes, it's still on.
This is so cool.
Is it?
Can I be on Jug Talk like every day?
What
every
you?
Week.
Every week, that's what you want?
Like, it's your girl, Taj. The baddest bitch wherever I sit.
Okay.
That's my mom. That's my MO.
That's your motto?
You gotta feel good about yourself.
That's about it.
Why you at the house?
Why you at the house?
Because I'm grown.
All right. I'm I'm not me.
Are people gonna hear this?
Yes.
Oh my god, why you didn't tell me?
What did you expect?
Is it like on the air now?
No.
Oh, okay. So you can like edit stuff out?
I'm not editing anything you said out.
Why?
Because this is wanted.
Edit out the dating part.
Nope.
Now I gotta tell him, like,
who's him? You be listening?
Can my friend Taylor come talk?
Sure.
Style by T-Nasty, y'all know my girl. Is she gonna call?
Yeah.
It's your girl, T-Nasty.
Let's get it. What up?
Why was that?
What up?
What's good? Wait, let me get next to my man right here. Hold on.
What's poppin'?
No, bitch, bro. You got stage fright. You
what's
know
up?
I'm not on stage.
You good?
What's good? Like, what's
good?
Let's talk about this shit.
All right, what do you want to talk about?
Leave me.
All right.
We recording?
Yeah.
Say what?
All right. So,
Hershey.
How you been?
Let's see if we say the most New York shit.
All right.
Hershey.
Deadass.
Dookie.
Tim's.
Durag.
Chopped cheese.
Cameron.
Joel's.
Jay.
Biggie.
Nas.
Pun.
Big L.
Wow.
I won.
You read my mind.
All right. I won. I won.
Heard you.
It's lit.
All right. So.
You got some gum?
Yes.
Can I get some?
Sure. All
right. You going to edit me out?
No.
If you going to edit me out, don't edit that little back and forth joint.
Gotcha.
Because you ain't even introduced me. You introduced these other niggas, these rapper niggas, but not me.
All right. Hold on.
Thanks.
We got T-Nasty here.
But who am I, though?
T-Nasty. Yes.
She nasty, but I'm not nasty. But she nasty is you nasty.
Okay.
You heard that through there?
Yes.
Wow.
It's a bit. So, anti-venue. Is this your first time?
No, third.
Your third?
Yeah.
Oh, so you a vet?
Yeah, I'm a vet.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So, what are you most excited for?
Excuse me?
What are you most excited for? Okay, okay.
I mean, he's a great performer.
That's a great performer.
Yes, sir. And to look at these new people that I haven't seen before, they should be good. Listen, it takes a lot to be up there because I was just sitting on my phone.
What's the problem? You got this?
Huh?
You got this. You rapping this.
Oh, say what?
All right.
What, the freestyle?
Yeah.
About what? I can't do. I don't want to embarrass myself. Getting bitches up in here?
What?
After you get bitches in here?
What?
Are you getting bitches?
Are you getting bitches?
If I was gay, I would.
Alright. I mean, listen, push and fire. Go get
bitches
some.
Is bitches.
Bitches is bitches. Hey, go get you some.
Kanye, you a fool for that one. Yo.
What's up?
How long you been doing this shit all day?
Yeah.
It's been running for hours?
Nah.
Oh, okay.
What's up?
Shit, let me get you on the 1-2?
Nah.
Oh, they hate it. They hate it.
It's cool though.
It's cool
though.
They knew what it was.
It's cool though.
I said, yo, you should have Prince as a DJ. He said, no, he gonna turn this bitch the fuck out.
We get a little ratchet, yes.
Yeah, we get a little,
yes.
Bitches will start Dutchy whining and fucking tip drilling in this bitch.
Yes, okay. That has happened. Yeah, a couple of events, you know. Yeah, yes.
Yo, you're really a fool.
How many
how many bitches you back?
Is that focusing on myself?
Okay, it hurts. I like that.
Thank you.